UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, good.
And was there anybody at above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Did we just call about the UFOs we thought?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same airplanes.
And it is such. Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty. Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to the show, everyone, wherever in the world you are listening from tonight. I hope you're all doing okay. Our witness accounts this episode are all from the United Kingdom. But before we get to them, I would like to give a big shout out to all of this week's 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. Daisy May from the US says, awesome podcast. And Jay from the UK says, best paranormal podcast out there. It's great to hear you guys enjoying the show. These reviews really help the podcast out in reaching more listeners and more guests. Guys, message me your postal addresses and I will get a bumper sticker of the show out to you. Now, on to Patreon. A big thank you to our newest supporters this week, Marshall, Sam, and Cindy. I really appreciate you guys. I received a lovely email from Cindy. She likes to listen to the podcast while out on her walks getting her exercise. Enjoy the show, Cindy. Hope the weather is nice in San Diego.
If you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles Podcast. You can also find a link in the description of this episode below. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show.
Our guest today is James from London. James has seen various strange lights in the sky. However, one night in late August of 2012, he got to see the real thing up close. We have a couple of witness submissions this week. Let's go to our first one with Gemma and Lee in Manchester.
So I took my dogs to the fields around 12 a.m. tonight. I was walking around the fields for about half an hour. I didn't go too far from the car, obviously because it's dark and late. And I'm with a friend, and we notice a red light towards the other end of the field, which is quite far, and it's at the height of like the tree line, and it's like this red ball. And it's at first it starts moving left and right, but in a figure of eight, you know, on its side. And it kept doing that for a bit. And then it went all the way to the other side, to the left of the field. And we was watching it. And this was for about a couple minutes. Because we thought, this is a bit strange. And then the light started coming towards our direction. And whilst it was doing that, it went... The height of it kept changing. It kept going low to the floor, like really low, almost touching the floor, then back up again, and then back down, and it just kept moving, and the way it moved, it was so smooth, and the direction and how quickly it kept changing. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was going left to right, up and down, and then it started coming towards us, and I just had this feeling to get back to my car, which wasn't too far away. And so we pretty much jogged to the car with my dogs, got them in, whilst this light is coming so fast at us. It was that quick. By the time I got my dogs in the back of the car, and before we got into the car, I turned round and it was in the trees where there's a car park behind us, and it came into the trees where the car park is. We parked facing outwards, just outside the car park, so it wasn't far away from us. And it was the size of it was like a small football, and it was sitting quite low to the floor with the trees, and it kept going in and out of the trees, so I could see it light disappearing behind the tree and then appearing again, and then it just stayed still. So we got in the car, locked the doors as you do, and as we did that, we both looked in front at the same time and saw the same sort of similar colour light appear really high in the sky. It literally appeared, slightly moved, and then blinked out and disappeared. And straight after that, the dog, one of my dogs, sorry, started growling and reacting to the light still in the forest behind us, just where the car park is. And to be fair, at this point, we just thought, let's just get out of it, and we drove. And then we got home. This happened around, I think the whole experience must have lasted probably just under 10 minutes. That was around, it must have been about 12:40 by that time. It would have been about 12:30, and then we got home not long after that. But yeah, and another thing I want to go back to is, because it's the same place where we had this experience. This is the same friend that was with me tonight. He was there on this other experience. This other experience happened in 2014. There was a group of us. It was on Bonfire Night, which is 5th of November. It was, I'll probably say, about 8 p.m. in the evening, you know, so not too late. And where this car park is and where these trees are, again, this, what we saw came from this area. It came from the height of the trees, and this is a very hard object to describe, because it was like the colour of it was green, but it was a very odd shape. So I mean, my friend's here, so he you're better at describing it. So how would you describe this, what we saw? Because it's a weird thing, weren't it?
It was probably about the size of the bonnet of a small car, something like a Ford Fiesta. It was like spherical but elongated, and it was like a green plasma with something in the centre of it that was quite hard to make out, but you know, something there. As it was passing us, I managed to pull my night vision scope out, and I managed to look at it through that before it had disappeared over the main road. And the centre of this object, there was a cylindrical shape, but if you imagine it, the cylinder wasn't horizontal in orientation, it was kind of upright. But what was interesting was how dark it was through the night vision. And when you use night vision, you don't tend to see really deep blacks at all through it. But whatever, you know, this object was at the centre, this cylindrical object, it was kind of like one of the darkest, almost blacks that I've seen through night vision. And I've used a lot of different...
But you don't really get, you don't really see it like that.
You don't tend to, no. So yeah, it was weird.
And it was a group of people with us, and these people obviously have not really had experiences like that, and even they turned around and was like, what was that? Do you know what I mean? It was so strange. It was a very strange experience, basically, for a group of people to share.
It was completely silent, and obviously with a lot of these things, they always tend to have a very smooth, fluid motion. but it just disappeared. Kept on going in a... Well, basically, it was a straight line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Crossed over the main road and above the park opposite till it was out of view.
Where we've experienced both of these is at a place called Turn Moss Playing Fields in Stretford. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, it's obviously that's now a couple of experiences yeah. at the same place, so...
Was it 6 years apart?
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's all, really. I mean, even the first, you know, tonight's experience, even that light didn't have any sound, and that was like a smooth motion, and you know, and it's kind of very similar to the light, oh, I don't even know, what would you call it, a light on the 2014 experience, because it was just a very strange, it was very strange because they're very different.
Yeah, they were completely different lights, but no sound. Both, yeah. There was no sound. In
but both moved
and...
smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's all we wanted to say, and, you know, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
So, I just wanted to share my experience, which happened 2 days ago. So, pretty much 2 days ago. So, that was on Friday. I went out my backyard. It was roughly like 9:30, 10:00. And I did this meditation that, if you may or may not know, Dr. Stephen Greer, he has a meditation on YouTube that I did. And after I finished the meditation, you know, it was a nice starry night. So I'm just looking up at the stars, and it's like my eyes just got drawn to like a specific object, and I just see it like passing the stars. Like, it looked like a star, but just moving. So I saw it moving, and I just followed it. I was like, well, that's so beautiful, just like seeing it go. And I asked if it could come back, and it did. It came back again. So as I was watching it come back, I was obviously like mind blown, because obviously like if it's already come back when I've asked it to, it's definitely not like like a plane, a satellite or a drone or anything, because you know that. Yeah. I did ask for it again, and it came back like 3 times in total. So that was a pretty weird experience. I mean, to be fair, it was quite like a nice experience. Like I wasn't really scared. Like when I saw like the light going, I just felt like I didn't feel scared at all. It's like the object just made me feel safe, I guess. And yeah. So then yesterday, I did the same thing. I went at my back around the same time, probably a bit later, and I did the Dr. Greer meditation. And you know, the same thing happened. So I stopped, and then like a minute or two passes by me just looking at the stars. My eye got drawn to something as if it was like pulling me in to look at it. So I saw it again, and then like I'm pretty sure it was the exact same object I saw the day before, but it just went in a different direction, more down the sky, not towards me, more away. But I could still see it. I could only just about see it with the naked eye, so if I'm being honest. Like, it was hard to, like, look at, but I was so focused on it. And then yesterday in the day, I took a nap. And as I was sleeping on my bed, my window's, like, right in front of the side of the bed I was sleeping on. And it was really weird to me, because I'm pretty sure this was in my dream, but it felt so real. If you ever get them type of dreams. But yeah, like this red or bright light like just zoomed past my window. It like zoomed past like a couple times or just once, I can't remember. And I just felt like my soul trying to leave my body, and then it came back in, and I think the light passed again, and then I just it was a strange experience, let me say. Like so it happened like twice, like my soul tried to leave my body, and then the object came back in my so-called dream, if it was. I'm really not sure. I could have woken up and just been in a deep state of consciousness. Who knows? Like, but yeah, it was really surreal. So obviously, recently I've been doing like a lot of like research into Dr. Greer and the C5 initiative. If you know what that is. But yeah, that's all.
Thank you, Gemma, Lee, and Tom, for sending those accounts in.
You can also do the same by recording your voice submission on your cell phone and email it to me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Welcome to the show, James, and you are calling from London today.
That's right. Yeah, East London, Hackney.
Hackney, excellent. Now, your sighting was in August of 2012.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, it was the night of the closing ceremony, London Olympics.
Okay, would you like to start by telling the audience what you were doing and what you experienced, please, James?
Yeah, no problem. So it was Sunday night, I think, and I was meeting my girlfriend at the time, and she lived up in Turnpike Lane. So I went over there. It was quite late. I suppose it was about 9 o'clock or something like that. We went and got some food from the supermarket, and then we sort of walked back to her house. And as I was walking down the road, we get to this bridge, and on the right-hand side of the bridge is some tennis courts and basketball courts for the local school. Just popping into the sky was this UFO. It was like a sort of large black disc with lights going around the center. So we're both looking at it, thinking, what the hell is that? And then it sort of came over towards us. It sort of came over sort of towards our, almost over our heads. So it was sort of close enough that I could kind of throw a tennis ball at it. I couldn't quite work out how big it was at the time because there was nothing really to relate it to. But it sort of looked like a sort of, almost looked like almost cartoon like, almost something out of a 1950s sort of comic or something. But it was sort of like a large black disc, and then around the center of it, around the edge of it, was like this sort of like a ring, and it was inset into the disc. It was like flush, and then all along the ring was like an array of lights, a sort of semi-spheres of sort of glowing colors. And the colors are a little bit like you would see in like festoon lighting in a garden, like in a garden fete. It's sort of like red, orange, yellow and blue. And the disc was sort of spinning around quite slowly, and it was completely silent. I sort of looked above to see if there was a helicopter or something. There was nothing there. So it flew above our heads, and then it was quite low. And then it sort of moved across the sort of courts, and then it sort of went, approached these buildings, like a series of sort of houses. And it sort of moved up the sort of the walls of the houses. So it was quite close to the houses. And then when I could see how big it was, and it was probably about, something like 15 or 18 meters in sort of diameter. So it moved above the houses, and it was like hovering above the sort of chimney pots. And you could still see the ring of lights spinning around. And then it sort of just went around behind this tree. And I could sort of see the lights behind this tree, and then it just disappeared. And that was sort of like the sort of the end of it. That's the last we saw. And then we were sort of thinking about it. We thought, what is it? And we thought, it's the closing Olympics tonight, and we'll close the ceremony. So he's thinking, maybe it's something to do with that. Maybe if we go home now, we'll see, if we watch the ceremony on the television, we'll probably see this thing. Maybe it's, on the way there or something. So I sort of looked up into the sky to see if I could see a helicopter or hot air balloon or something like that. And what I saw was just like a sort of large sort of black sort of lozenge shape in sort of illuminated by the sort of the city lights. It was huge, absolutely massive. And I thought, if that's a hot air balloon, that is crazy size. But, at the time, I wasn't interested in UFOs at the time. I wasn't really into sci-fi stuff. So I just sort of wrote it off as something to do with the London Olympics. So we sort of went home and put the television on. And then I was telling people that were there that, we just saw a UFO. We think it's part of the London Olympics. So we'll see it in the closing ceremony in a minute. And, it never turned up. I thought, that's okay. Tomorrow I'll look into the papers and I'll go on to the East London Gazette or something, and it'll be in there, or be online or something. And there was nothing about it at all. And I thought, how did something that large fly around rooftops and no one else saw it? And then that was sort of it. I just forgot about it for, probably like a couple of years. until I was chatting to a friend of mine who's sort of, you know, really into ufology. And it turns out his dad was a pilot. And he was saying, well, there's no way you can fly sort of large objects like that just over people's rooftops. It would be illegal. You need permits to fly anything over London, especially if it's like a promotional thing, if they're making a film or whatever. And that was sort of like the first time I thought, you know, what I've seen was maybe something that maybe it wasn't a drone. Maybe it wasn't something that was part of a film set. You know, maybe I saw something different. That's sort of it, really. I haven't seen, I never saw it again. I've seen lots of sort of strange sort of orbs and geometric shapes in the sky. But this was probably the most sort of significant thing I saw. So that's kind of it, really.
You know what, James? I really don't remember anything like that during the 2012 Olympics. I know for the closing ceremony of the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, they suspended a flying saucer full of flashing lights from a helicopter.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought maybe that was something like, you know, when I was Googling, I thought maybe it was something like that. You know, it's going to get turn up and there's going to be some light show, some sort of, you know. But no, there was nothing like that at all.
Also, during that time, they were also running the original TV series of V. Remember that show, James?
Yeah, the sort of reptiles or something.
A cult classic that was.
Yeah, because another friend of mine worked on a promotion. It was for sort of an Xbox game. I can't remember what it was called. But part of the promotion was that they flew a UFO up and down the Thames. And it was sort of tethered to a helicopter. But to do that, he was telling me they had to put this sort of UFO. It was quite small, you know, it was only like about 4 meters wide or something. But you had to put it onto a truck. It had to be delivered down to the South Bank. And then the helicopter came in. It was tethered to the helicopter and they just sort of flew it up and down the Thames. And the reason they did that was because obviously it wasn't going to be a danger to anyone in the public. So if there was an accident, it would just fall into the river, right? Whereas what I saw was flying around people's rooftops. So you know, if there's an accident, it would have crashed into people's houses.
And it was as big as well. I mean, judging from the picture you sent me, it was quite a size.
Yeah, I'd say it was a good. It covered two rooftops. And it was completely silent. I mean, there was no, I couldn't hear, like, you know, we have drones flying around here and they're just quite small drones and they make a hell of a lot of noise. I mean, this thing was huge. So, I mean, if it was a drone, I'm pretty sure we would have heard it.
Tell us about the lozenge shaped object, James.
Well, that was when I looked up into the night sky, I thought, I was trying to look for a hot air balloon. Do you know what? And at the time, I thought I saw a hot air balloon. You know, I was like, oh, you know, there must be something, you know, that's it's tethered to. And I thought, well, I didn't see a hot air balloon. There was no lights, there was no strobes or anything like that. What I actually saw was just like a large black shape in the sky, and I could see the sort of clouds going around it. I thought it couldn't have been a hot air balloon. It was huge, and it was just like it's like a big shadow running along up in the sky. But I don't know, I think at the time my brain was it's almost like using a scene from Roger Rabbit or something, you know, like something really bizarre and unusual, something from like a cartoon world suddenly was in the real world. And I couldn't put the two together. It's like, I can't believe I'm seeing this, like this shouldn't be happening. And I was sort of struggling to sort of make sense of it. Because up until then, like if anyone talked about UFOs or anything like that, I just thought, yeah, okay, whatever. And now just seeing this huge UFO that just came out over the park and then just sort of came up over our heads. And then it had these lights that were spinning around it. I mean, I was looking at it and I was thinking, is that something that could be made in a workshop? You know, is that something that could have been built out of, you know, MDF or something, you know, or fiberglass or something. And I thought, you know, maybe And at the time, I was thinking that's the sort of thing that you would expect to see as a prop I don't know, like a fairground or something. If you'd see, you know, be something hanging around in there. But there can't be. This thing's flying around. It's like flying around with like a purpose. It was sort of flying along, and then as we looked at it, it came over to where we were, and then it sort of made a beeline for these houses, and then went behind this tree. It was very deliberate. It wasn't like it was just sort of floating along underneath a balloon or something. It was actually, you know, it was actually had like a sort of bit of a trajectory. Yeah, very strange.
What was your belief in UFOs before your sighting?
If anyone's talked about UFOs and aliens and things, I'd be like, okay, mate, yeah, all right. I mean, you know, I've been to parties and clubs and stuff, and you meet someone who's banging on about UFOs, and you'd be like, yeah, okay, well, it's time to go. But after I saw this, for about a year or so after I saw this, I just put it to the back of my mind. I thought it's still something that's man-made. And it was after I chatted to a friend of mine who's his father was a pilot, and he was telling me about how you can't fly objects over people's houses. That made me think, well, what did I see? And then I spoke to another friend, and they saw some sort of some metal sort of spheres flying across some like a moorland, and they're trying to photograph it. And then another friend of mine was on the beach, and he saw like this kind of disc come up over the sea. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe there's something, you know, there's something more to this. Maybe I didn't see something that was part of the 2012 Olympic ceremony. Maybe this is something different. And that sort of, and that really sort of changed my perspective. And now, you know, when I hear stories, I don't dismiss them anymore, because I've had that experience, if that makes any sense.
And now you've become that person at parties.
And it's really annoying. I'm like, my girlfriend, she looks at me a little bit strange. You know, I haven't told. There's lots of people I haven't told. Because I just don't want them to think that I'm some sort of nutter. So I've only told a few people. And it's really difficult, because I would like to sort of tell more people about it. I'd like to sort of meet other people that have had these experiences. Because I'm never going to get to the bottom of it. I'm never going to find out what it was. Unless someone says this is a podcast and somebody was making a film about UFO. It was just very strange, because... I really thought the next day I would, I'd go and get the East London Gazette, or I went online and to see if anyone reported it. And over the next couple of weeks, there was nothing. And I just thought it was really strange, because this thing was flying past people's houses, and I could see people in their homes walking around, you know, in their rooms. And I thought, well, it's got to be somebody else has seen this or report it, and there's just nothing. So I thought, If this is some sort of elaborate hoax, it must have cost a hell of a lot of money, and it was just for me, just for us. So I don't know. Very, very strange.
Well, to all our listeners in the UK who live in East London, who think they may have seen something like this or similar during the 2012 Olympics, send me an email, and we can see if we can get to the bottom of it.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, I'd love it if someone else saw it. And they can, and I've sent you a visual, so they can have a look at that. Might jog their memory.
Yes, and that's the artwork for the episode. And there is also a link to the image in the show notes.
Great.
I really appreciate you coming on today, James.
So it's good. It's good finally to catch up and have a chance to sort of talk about it. And hopefully, maybe someone else knows what's going on. Because, I don't think I'll ever get to the bottom of it.
Which is sometimes the case in these sightings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at least I wasn't on my own. I think if I'd been on my own, I think I would have thought I was going mad or something. So that's one good thing about it.
Exactly. Nothing better than a shared experience, for sure. For your own sanity.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you saw something like that and you was on your own, you'd go home, and I think you'd just have to get drunk or something. But yeah, if you're with other people, then it definitely helps. Yeah, for sure. Cool. Well, thank you very much for inviting me on.
It's great to have you on, James, and it's great to have someone on from the UK. I do get a few people on, but are very few and far between. So any UK listeners out there, do you have something you want to share with me? Drop me an email. Let's get you on. That's great, James. I really appreciate that.
Thanks a lot for that, mate.
That's all for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, share the podcast with your friends and family to relieve their boredom during lockdown. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or links below in the show notes. I will be back next week with more witness encounters. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Bye for now.
Sat on her horse late at night. She always said it'd be you. My wife, but that is why I came, to say hello, shake your hand and tell you your name. Your name is Leopold. Now my son, tell your mother I succeeded in my plan. I met my only son, and I gave to him my land and all my guns. You are leaving. Son, and now I die.